When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, in here today with my boy Lil Got It.
Yes, man. Got B9 here with me too, special guest with me, B9.
Right. So how you feeling?
Good.
You got a lot to say about all the girls in the game right now, but I don't know if you're going to keep talking that shit on camera.
What you sound crazy here? Like, I like females that can't help. Like, you should, like, I be feeling like what Kodak coming from. Like, bro, you can't get mad because buddy, like, if he come at your girl, like, ain't he, like, he come to, like, he just give her a prop. So, like, female, like, nobody own these females. Nobody own these females. Younger than who you younger for, you, man, you don't own any female, man.
If we are talking about it off camera, we could talk about what girls are fly, and it don't matter who they're dating. But then as soon as you say it on camera, it's like, oh, boy.
But
like,
here you saying about my girl. Man, I don't know what I'm doing all that with no nigga, man. But we push. We ain't even, but she fine, she beautiful.
Right. But so, do you also just don't want to hype her up? Because why would you be clouding her up, right?
I don't even look at hyping nobody up though. I'm just like speaking high. I'm a real nigga. I'm a nigga, so I'm a man at the end of the day. Right. I like females.
Right. So,
I
mean,
if
we
a
all
girl
do.
Fine, I'm say she fine. They're like in school when you was in school. You don't give a fuck about no girl have no boyfriend, nothing, man. But a shot at fine.
Right. Okay? But we don't talk about that enough as dudes these days,
no,
you know?
That's not a crime to tell a female they fine, even if they got a nigga. That's not.
We're supposed to be so politically correct that we're not supposed to acknowledge that chicks are hot.
I mean, fuck though. I'm going to let her know. Shot, you fine. I still be sliding folk girl DM, man. I'm letting you folk know, bro. You fine here.
Right.
Even though my shit don't get looked at, hey, man, I'm letting you know.
You don't unsend? Huh? You don't unsend the DM?
Nah, I go that route. Nah,
You gotta go that route.
I'm gonna send it. I know you seen it now. Now I'm gonna send it.
But how does that work? Because I don't assume that they see it.
I'm on her radar. So at the end of the day, when she do leave Buddy alone, I'm on her radar. Yeah, no, I'm on her radar. I'm telling you, I'm on her radar. I don't have plenty of situations like that.
That's some sneaky shit.
If I don't want to see, then they get through their nigga and they want to come back around nigga way. Trying to go.
You're just reminding her that you exist.
I mean, I'm a real nigga.
Would you follow a bad bitch and just leave an emoji comment on every single picture?
Nah, not everything. I go comments. You won't believe it. I go comments. He's gonna let me know I'm burnt out. Yeah, right. He gonna say it, but you burnt out.
That's not good, coming on the hoe's picture.
Nah, I ain't gonna do
that. That's not good?
But it ain't good, but so, it like some
DM
shit.
DM the hoe, man.
I'm saying some shit that made you want to comment though, twin?
Nah, I got a specialty. You know, I send the hoe the eyes. Right. I send the eyes at you, and I know that you buying. You seen it or something.
No, I try to do that. Nah, you want me to leave Keenan, you do that. But get what? I don't try to do that. The host said, what you looking at? The host said, what you looking at? Man, what you looking at?
Once you catch the whole attention, you know she buying. She fucking.
Now you want me to
leave. Send them eyes, she going.
Girl, what I do, I don't, then how I do this shit, I'll follow her. And don't DM it. 2-3 minutes later, he fuck following back. Boom, now I'm going up pitch. Let me fuck check this and see how I'm coming. Then he forgot to get liking that shit. Like ho be really waiting for a nigga following that shit. Some ho just straight following your DM. They ain't really tripping. They are following your shit. Like, man, they'll put them hard eye, shit like that.
Must be nice being a rapper.
Man, fuck being a rapper, man. Hey, man, I'm on these ho.
There's a lot on my head, boy.
It's a billion hoes
too
out here.
Too many.
You just rapping many, so to get hoes or
for
what?
For a nigga to be going out bad by the ho or goddamn just dying by hoes, like, but it's 2 minutes, a bit. God put enough on the earth where you can goddamn figure out your problems through all of them.
But nobody wants to hear you rap about pussy, right? Mm. Is anybody's phone still on?
That's my phone.
Oh, okay.
My phone.
Thanks.
That's what you're supposed to rap about.
That's what you're supposed to rap about? Yeah.
Money, pussy, money, life, pussy. Your story.
But it's got to be a balance, because if you rap 100% about street shit, people are going to think you're weird as fuck. Excuse me, if you rap 100% about pussy, you're going to be seen as real weird.
You're going to be on some weird shit. I'm like, bro, damn, that's all you think about pussy.
Right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Right.
But now you can balance it out, putting all this shit in there, though. Like, about money, lifestyle, story, then Baby Rich, I'm like, how you living?
That what going on nowadays, though? All the rappers.
Nah, the female rapping more about pussy than nigga. Mm. Man, these female rappers, these folks, they never, but you know, you want to leave studs taking all the hoes. So
but they don't have as much shit to rap about.
Huh?
They don't have as much shit to rap about. Girls, crazy. They can't rap about spinning the block, right?
Yeah, they can. Some girls are, yes, yeah, they is. Like, what are you talking about? These whole gangster, for real.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, but it's y'all doing all that. These right. studs slowly becoming these niggas and taking everybody home.
Right.
Yeah, but, I wake up now. I don't see studs. I've been watching studs every day. These folks taking folks.
But home. Who is off the market because of a stud?
My mama got a girl.
Okay.
My yes. mama's on my little bike. Yeah, my little bike. Yeah, bitch stud. Mama go with bitch stud.
Do you see when all them studs were dancing and singing for Brittany Griner?
That is crazy. Now y'all, no folks don't play with that strap on, man. And these folks saying, your nigga ain't handling your business, man. I put this strap on. You want me to leave? I watch porn. So right. I don't see like goddamn lesbian porn. These folks going strap on fucking hoe. Really fucking these hoe, man.
Right. You watch that.
I'm telling you, I don't watch like.
I'm not
like,
clicking on the lesbian section.
No, listen,
feels fake.
No, listen, twin. They were like a nigga was fucking the hoe, but their hoe joining. I guess his stud probably don't join in, but she got her strap on though. She hitting the hoe while the hoe sucking the nigga.
Wow, I'm not trying to see a strap on in my porno. Yeah,
but listen though, I ain't gonna. But
no,
I
even
like
if it's a chick wearing it, I just
like,
don't want
to
see it.
No, I like to see a hoe eat a hoe out. What are you talking about?
Me too.
Nah, you ain't watching no porn. I'm watching porn. I don't get no porn.
What the hell porn do though?
It's showing me new way how to get in there.
Man, you know, you can learn new ways.
So I'm doing shit. Why you think my I'm breaking her back, but my back broke. I'm trying to tell you. My back broke while I'm breaking her back, because I'm over here breaking her back, but I'm really fucking my back up. My alignment ain't right. No, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Right.
No, I'm trying to tell you,
no,
bro.
Sex is bad for your lower back, yeah.
I'm telling you, because I'm really drilling shit.
He need
quick all that cat, you trying to throw them? No.
Use your back, man. Y'all, you this shit.
Nah, your shit behind you. Nah, you came to the block one day. Well, your shit like this.
I knocked my shit out of play.
Know what I'm saying? Like, when you drilling shit, bro, so all that slow stroke shit, that thing you cool, he'll get bored with that shit, bro. Like, we ain't doing like, my nigga in there, nigga drilling.
Nah,
like, nigga really
you
fucking.
Go, bro.
He ain't fucking let you swim.
Sometimes I'll be scrolling through Twitter and I'll see some porn and I'll see a dude just fucking the shit out of a girl and I'm like,
now listen, though.
He's a pro. I can't do it like that.
I'm saying, though, like, Twitter really let you. I be seeing a lot of folk really dead ass fucking on Twitter. Bro.
Oh, yeah. You don't follow porn stars on Twitter?
No, I'm saying, like, they don't delete that shit. Instagram, but with delete, you will get banned on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. But Twitter, they let it.
I ain't never, like, I see how these folks really selling themselves on Twitter. Like, these folks.
I don't think you can sell pussy.
That's, bro, that's basically selling pussy.
I mean, you can sell OnlyFans, but I don't think you can be like, hey. I'll fuck you tonight for $1,000. I don't think you can say
you
that on Twitter.
They doing it.
They doing it. I don't know. What you talking about, Adam? You know this for sure.
There's like a secret language on Instagram stories and
it's
shit.
It's where you got to say it. They don't want straight that tip line.
They put the red heels. I think that's a code. That's like I'm selling pussy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly like
book
how it
me
works.
For content.
But
they trying you content. They trying you the content. But I'm selling my pussy.
If they say that they're down to be booked for content and they're not being specific about who they're because a real porn star say I'm booking content with professionals or they'll qualify the statement.
For sure.
If they just say I'm booking content, it's like, oh, it could be anybody off the street.
Right.
Damn. The game has changed.
It's changed.
We ain't done an interview in like 3-4 years. These chicks got sophisticated on us.
Yeah, no, these chicks fucking everybody. If you think your hoe ain't fucking, you stupid. Somebody gonna get that girl out by her draw, man.
Oh God.
Right.
I don't get on that about none of that.
So you trying to fly Glorilla out?
I ain't gonna count. She turned me on. I like hood shit, bro.
That's her vibe.
Twin say he don't
nah. Twin, she ain't she hood, but ain't.
Slime. She turned me
she
on.
Cool,
hey, like,
she
nigga
cool.
grab
cool
her by
shit.
Net like baby, bring your ass. She like one of them like that rush shit. She like that rush shit.
I see you.
I'm fell up in her DM, but I don't sit my shit, but I don't, you know, I
oh,
what
you sent an unsent with Glorilla?
Me and Keenan fell up in a DM.
You drunk. You had to be high some shit.
Nah, Pope went first, and then I double back.
He was over drunk when he did it.
That's what you guys used to be doing, going back and forth DMing girls?
One of them about it. One of us going to bring the hoe around, like just bring, like, anyone, like, when he got there holding him Bluetooth. One of somebody going to bring around. We're going to see the hoe. Then when she do come around, she locked in. You going to see her next time. When he done with you, going to see her next time with someone, one of your other partners. Right. You don't see them with one of the other partners. Like, these hoes gonna come around. But they trying to find a way just to be around. Because once they come around, they see what's going on with it. Like they why sell shit anyway. Like, this shit, fantasy shit, fun.
Okay, but think about it. If you give Glorilla some bad dick, you think you can get an angry phone call from Yo Gotti?
Me give him no BD.
Yo Gotti might be like, that ain't cool, man. I'm signing her. You got to treat her right. Got it. Giving her that shitty ass perk dick. Huh?
You want me to leave? These folks gonna come in and go to No Jumper, go to M22 Pay. All the people I don't ever fuck go to Hit Pay and come in that. God ain't got no bad dick. All
right.
I don't do no BD, man.
You don't? Okay.
Man, shit, GD do all the way, man. I ain't GD, but this shit GD all the way, man. This shit GD, man.
You're a funny guy, man.
Come on, man.
How's the last couple years of your life been, generally speaking?
It was good, and then this shit put really did some whole other shit, man. Like, this shit just, man.
Right.
But y'all, but through all this shit, you just gotta keep going. Like, right. Keep smiling, keep going, though.
Right.
Everybody had their ups and downs, bro. This shit just life. You gotta realize shit just be life sometimes.
So let me ask you this. Leading up to Keed's passing, was there any kind of concern about his health? Or did, as far as you knew, he was in fine health?
Bro, Jay got down. I just said my brother Jay Keed. Like, he Jay Keed. Like, he just do what he want to do. Like, he lit. Shit, he just do what, like, he can't tell them, like, they living their life. Like, right. He living his life. My brother ain't got nothing. I'm like, I don't know. I just can't. Ain't like, he have, like, I just know he always got some shit. He like, how most of the, like, most of the, like, some shit, I can't eat certain food. Like, some shit make my stomach hurt, man. I can't. Right. I don't like eating all type of food and all that shit. But I don't know. Like, I don't know, bro. He like, my brother live his life, so shit. I don't know.
Bro, all right, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. When I had you and him come through and do interviews three or so years ago at the store, you were fucked up. You were popping a perk first thing in the morning and eating a bag of Doritos. And then meanwhile, he was like sober. Like he was on some real chill shit. Like he seemed like he wasn't even getting fucked up at all. I was like, are you still getting fucked up?
I mean, working out, you don't see this shit slimming out, man.
I noticed that, yeah.
Stop doing that.
We're going to talk about all that for sure.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to get cocky in this motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta get me cocky now.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get like that. But I ain't got no. I ain't did a drug like 2 years.
Really? 2 years?
Yeah.
Wow. That must be weird for you, though, because you're so famous for.
Man, no, how the hell that weird? That's like, that being human.
Right.
I don't know what the hell. Bro, you don't have to be high to be on that rapper.
Right.
He don't get high. And he fire here. Like, he walk. But, like, he fire. So, you don't got to get high to be, like, being on rapper.
Right.
They choose to get high. You choose, folks choose to get high.
Like, well, you're influenced because look at all the goats that are around you in the game.
I was doing what I was doing. Like,
right.
Some folks change. Like, I just got burnt out on it. I wasn't getting high the most. I just stopped that shit.
But let's be real. If you want to be a rapper and you're looking at YSL like they're the best fucking label in the game, and then you see Thug and Gunna and obviously they having fun and everything, your brain, if you're young especially, you start to think like, oh, okay, I guess this is part of it, right?
No, it's my no. Nigga have life.
Right. Well, now you are. Before you were high on Percocet.
I mean, Lane, you did it on one with me. And
I did not.
Out of cap, yeah.
I never took a perk with you. I wish I could say that. That would be funny.
I had
funny.
It in Bago. He drunk some.
What the
before
fuck?
Before the interview.
I ain't never sipped somebody else's lean. That's some gay ass shit.
Matter of fact.
I ain't sipping somebody else's cup.
Matter of fact. It was a lower tab in a Fago.
A lower tab? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, though back then, I'm trying to tell you. That when I had Jet with me. Right. I'm on Jet.
Oh, he was on some of everything.
Some of everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was on some of everything.
Tell the truth, though. I never hear you lean.
I'm just lean. You just scared that I'm saying.
I'm not going to lie. I love lean. But if I'm going to drink lean, I need a substantial amount of it. I can't just do a little taste test to the homies lean. I'm not trying to be 0.05% fucked up. I need a big, thick 1.5, you know?
Right.
Maybe a 2 if I'm feeling crazy. Mm-hmm. But I'm a dad now, so I ain't trying to sleep all day.
I'm a dad, too. So yeah? I ain't.
You're a lean sipping dad.
Nah, I'm crazy. Yeah. We do a piss test for No Jumper. We do a real public piss test. My shit come back clean.
That's a great idea, honestly. We should do that for every interview.
Yeah.
You can't get an interview unless you can pass the piss test.
Man, what?
A lot of niggas won't come.
Hell no.
A lot of niggas won't come.
It's over. Hey, Are you looking for beats from hit-making producers? Well, there's a new player in town. Beatopia, B-E-A-T-O-P-I-A, is the first subscription service of its kind for rappers and singers. It's basically like Netflix for beats. While other beat platforms charge you anywhere from $20 to $40 for just the MP3 and a limited number of streams, Beatopia offers you 5 downloads for just $15 per month. With that, you get the wave, you get the stems, and you get full rights so that you can get unlimited streams on Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. Producer credits include Kehlani, Gunna, WizKid, Polo G, Ty Dolla $ign, and many more. Also, if you're looking to step up your vocal quality, then you are in luck. Follow the link in our description and enter for your chance of winning an AKG C414 XL2 microphone. And don't forget to take advantage of the 5 beats for $1 offer for all entrants to the competition. Good luck. Head on over to Beatopia. Now back to the content. Thank you very much to Beatopia. So tell me about, where were you when Keith passed or when he got rushed to the hospital? You were there.
I took him to the hospital.
Okay, and so what happened? What were you guys doing?
Man, shit. Goddamn. I don't even like thinking about that shit, man. That shit like a real picture. Now you replay a moment back to back.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure like you think about it all the time.
I ain't never seen before, but shit. Mm-mm, bro.
So it was a normal night? You were just kicking it?
No, it was the daytime, around this time.
Okay. And you were just chilling at the crib?
I was on goddamn on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
Goddamn, I just got a call that he got near, need to go to the hospital. His dad got that one feeling good. I got over there, his dad looking like some whole other shit. I now just tried to goddamn just rush to the hospital fast as I can.
And he didn't pass till he got to the hospital?
But they on shit like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I ain't never been in one of like me just like a sick situation. I don't know like when he passed. I just know like he was in and out though. He was just in and out.
Right.
Like, so I'm just trying to get that fast. I'm focused on getting that to the hospital as fast as I can.
Uh-huh.
Type shit. So I don't know.
And so when you get to the hospital, how long are you waiting before you find out?
I was out there the whole night. The whole day, whole night. Okay, it started when they got there, they were like, shit, he was good. They were gonna got down just pump his stomach. His stomach just probably hurting bad. And, well, I don't know. But more we just sent out there, we sent out a long here. Now I'm calling folks come to the hospital. Like, now I'm calling my mama, like, man, I don't know what going on. Like, I'm trying to make sure he's good. But that shit, I don't know, bro. We just in there, went in there. We got the car like late on that night, like just sitting in the parking lot at the hospital. Just, the doctor called and like just told him like he passed, like he didn't make it.
Oh my God! I mean, that's got to be the most brutal feeling because I don't know what it's like to have like a brother like that. You know
what I'm saying? Are you really close to somebody? That shit really hurt your ass. Like that's why I be like, that always so come when we be cooking. Like I don't need like I be telling, like, I be trying to make sure everybody all us like. And that's why I like since I've been on some real healthy shit. Like I ain't like we gotta keep like our body clean. Like we gotta keep this shit because nigga I be here for a long time. Cause we gotta keep brother name going.
Right.
Damn. So like I don't know. Like that shit that took me like I don't know. That shit just hit me a whole different way. They call and say that shit. Like I don't even the fact I ain't even just cry right there and there. Like I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? I just went in a shot. Like, boy, what the hell?
Right. Like, how is this even possible?
All right, my brother stick right on the ground screaming like, man, like.
Was part of what was going through your head like, how the fuck did we come this far?
Yeah, that was been like, bro, how the hell we get different? Like,
right.
But it like God put me in the car to have his last moments with me. Like, you know how like on some shit like they were like Keith like more of a man than me. Like, he'll teach me shit. Like, but they like God showed me to become a man now. You gotta become a man now. Like. Bro can't look at you no more. Like, I got he with me, he good. Like, he can't, like, cause bro really, like, look, like, some shit, like, I can't do. Like, I call bro, like, ask somebody, like, he's just, like, he more like a father figure to me.
You have to do
it. My real brother, like, we have a dad's, like, but it, like, he more like, me and him did everything together. Everybody knows, you ask our brother be done. Like, all three of us really all together, like, close to hell, type shit. So, that shit, like, he was at the boat now, he got to call them, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's true.
Wow.
Like, you're like, when the folk handing shit, like, bro, what the fuck? Folks think I'm lying, though. I was like, bro, what the hell
I'm
lying?
I thought you were lying.
I'm like, I ain't lying.
Call me, nigga.
Bro,
that's a fucked up lie.
I ain't like, I don't even play like that. They're my real love. Like, they're my brother. Right. I ain't even play. I'm like, yeah, like the whole night, I ain't even riding the car that where I take him to the hospital. I ain't even riding. I left it at the hospital and got in the car with Bad Baby them. Right. Bad Baby them came to the hospital.
Really?
Bad Baby, my best friend. Like, I got in the car with them. Like, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm just in that thing the whole time, like, bro, what the fuck, Key? What the hell is you doing, bro? I'm like, just I'm like, the whole on the way to the MMA, like, I went, I had to go upstairs, I went to sleep. I got down in that motherfucker. I couldn't even cry, like, tell me. I ain't cried till the next day. Like,
right.
I'm sleep. Well, I went to sleep. I ain't even dream, like, I'm thinking, when I woke up, I'm thinking the shit was fake. Now you think something like, yeah, that shit, that had to be a dream, bro. Like, that shit, I woke up sweating, all types of, like, but that shit had to be a dream. I woke up, my mom, ain't no dream.
Wow.
Mom, do I that, but, like, I don't know, bro. Like, so many folk calling my shit. I ain't know. Like, I just stopped talking for like probably like a month, 2 months. You got him out of the house. They had to get me out of the house.
You just shut down?
Like, they had to give me, like, I really wasn't, like, I'm just in shock for like 2 months. Like, I ain't even couldn't, when he come outside, I wasn't doing that.
Really?
They'll come to me like, bro, come to the goddamn house, chill with me. And I said, I wasn't even trying to come out of the house.
Because it's like everybody online wants you to immediately start publicly grieving, right? You didn't feel comfortable with that?
Like, I grieved and like, bro, I ain't even cried for 2 weeks.
Mm.
I cried like, and when I got back to Atlanta, we chilling out of my auntie house. My mom passed, like, she really, really handled, like, she passed us off. Me seeing her crying, like, that shit just broke me down. Like, man, damn, bro, what the hell is you doing, bro? But as that, I ain't crying no more until I went to the funeral and see him in that casket. I said, man, oh, hell nah, bro. That shit just don't feel real. Like,
yeah.
That shit just ain't feel real. I said, wow. Damn, bro. Like, but my brother in good hands. Like, my brother, like, he watch over all of the goddamn shit.
Right.
We got them. I go visit that every time I go out of town. Like, I go out of town. I go see him every time, like every day.
Right.
Go chill at his grave site, chill, wouldn't talk to him, like let him know how everything going, all type of shit.
Cause you and him, like, you guys had one of the craziest relationships I've ever seen.
Hey, these niggas be out here, you right be out here having cap brothers. Right. These niggas gonna rip, this is my real brother.
You and him would be mumbling to each other and be able to completely understand each other. And I would be like what the fuck are they talking about?
They don't understand though.
This interview is also kind of like that sometimes.
This is on my mama. Like, you really looking at another Key right here.
Oh, okay.
This really Key.
Really?
Him and Key best friends. This is Key best friend.
What, how long you been friends with him since?
Man, this shit.
Man, from the mud.
Really?
Shit too long, bro.
Wow.
No, they're like, you look at him, you see Key. He at Zach Dawah, me and him so down. Like, this big bro, like, cause him and Key older than me.
Uh-huh.
So like, I'd be with. Why now? I sometimes be happy because like he remind me of Key. That's why I always be with him. He remind me so much like him and Key at the exact same.
Really, wow.
Like exact same, brother. You looking at Key, a whole nother Key right here.
On right.
Them nigga, cause they be them nigga. They them nigga lame. Fuck why him and Key together. These folk lame in here, bro. They be got there doing some lame ass shit to me, bro.
Right.
Now, let me tell these folks you did today too.
Bro. And then chill. Now you got chilling. Now you got like older.
I don't
do no shit like that. But you overly trim. Like you overly trim. No, he don't do no shit like that, bro.
Yo, let me ask you this. So you guys had such a strong connection. Do you feel like that carries over into him being gone? Do you still feel connected to him and like you can converse with him?
What we feeling in the studio? We be at the studio, bro.
Oh, no, his ass right there.
His ass right there. It's on my mom. I'm feeling like the girl I be with. She out here like she really got down because that's the only girl Key like around me.
Uh huh.
He don't like no other girl around him. Like he really cut these folks out. But it's the only girl he ever cussed out because he really fucked with her. So when she picked me up from the airport and I went to the studio, she's sitting there because she just used to be Key bending her.
Right.
She said, I can feel Key present in her. I said, you want me to? I feel that motherfucker too. Like, you can feel his presence in the studio.
Wow.
He's just so used to being sitting in one spot, recording all day, and then go sit right there playing Jonah, and he go right back to the same spot. And you just feel his presence in the studio.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh, God. At this point, though, how do you keep his name alive? Like,
I want to poke everything. My mama told me, like, she told me the day before yesterday, she like, I know you want your, like, but you got something you got to do, perform your own songs, too. I said, well, you want to leave all this shit from him now? Like, because I know, like, he believed in me so much. I'm like, I won't keep him now. Because you know how folk really, like, you know, some rapper, these folk popping down, these folk really push their shit for, like, a little bit, and then they'll really forget about it. You don't hear no more about these folk.
Mm.
And it's not me. They're my real twin, so, but whenever I'm gonna have a boy name going. So far, everything I do is Pope.
I was listening to French Montana this morning and heard him shout out Chinx Drugs, who was his rapper that died probably like 10 years ago, like his best friend. Yeah. And I was just thinking, I'm like, there's so many rappers who, if their homie died 10 years later, they're not thinking about him at all.
Ain't thinking about him. But this ain't even a home. This is real deal. Our family. Man, I'm telling you his name. Every show I do, I'm telling you I'm starting my shit on with Buddy. Everything I do, and the end of it, I'm screening this shit for life.
You feel like all his songs almost like become your songs, where it's like it's your duty to perform
it's
them.
It's my duty.
Yeah.
He left, like, it's my duty because he, like, he take care of the family. Like, this shit got them, it's my duty. Like, I told you, like, exactly what I just told you, like, that shit, God put me in that car to got them, show me responsibility and make me a man. That I had to become a man.
Right.
All that, little boy man, like, well, you got to become a man today.
How do you start coming back into real life and becoming more of an actual person after going through the months of depression?
Like, I got them go through therapy. I got therapy. So really? I got them, like, to get my mom, I got bad anxiety, so I got them. Got therapy, so that shit, it was fucking with me at first. Now, I just really like, now I know he just, he hears the better everything for me, so I got now, I've been got now getting outside more. I just got, like, he got me back in L.A.
Right.
I ain't been here since the day Key died. I ain't been here.
Okay.
I left L.A., got now May 14th.
You think it's a better place for you mentally?
Yeah, like, I feel like me sitting in my house in Atlanta, I'd be more thinking about him more, because I got pictures of him now in my house, everyone. So. Right. I just be sitting out there thinking about him. Like, man, what the hell you doing, bro?
Right.
I just used to him calling her. Like, I'm used to him calling all of it. Like, he at a strip club or he at the studio. When everybody, he at a strip club or he at the studio.
Right. Dead drunk.
Lit. One of my buddies, he moved by. He moving by himself. He ain't tripping.
No, he ain't tripping.
He ain't, man, he's got a name.
I got a video of that nigga in my phone, bro.
At the strip club?
Nah, man, I'm in Atlanta. He trying to get me to come out here because I never like to come to L.A.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We used to stay till, like, you know, come on. He ain't going.
That nigga telling me, like, he talking to him on the phone. He got somebody doing his hair. I think they were braiding his hair, some shit, like, getting some scalp braids. I'm like, man, what the hell you got going on?
Fucking playing, bitch ass.
Like, Key, what the fuck you got?
What's a scalp braid?
Now, he getting wicked here. Wicks.
Like, that shit he got in here.
Wicks, like the Island Boys?
He want to get on there scalp. Stop fucking lying, bitch ass nigga.
With the wicks or, like, the big pointy sticks coming?
Nah, his
coming.
Shit like, no? Nah, his shit know, like, pouring your hair. Like,
yeah. She pointing wicks.
Like, his braids.
Like, he cut all his hair before he died. He cut all his hair, his dread. He did hair, his red dread. When he got wicks, he got the girl made wicks and put them in his head.
Right.
Cause his shit was thin and his hair was thin, and so he kept getting done all the time. His shit kept thin and burning, so he just cut them all out, and then she put the wicks in his head.
I'm way in over my head in this conversation.
Bro, you gotta look at
the hair conversation. I have no business.
Bro, this nigga is
shit. Hey, please stop vaping, everybody, too. I used to get on his ass about that shit. I don't like that vape shit. That shit really fuck you up. That shit, then I'm going to fuck me up. Yeah. I don't like that vape shit.
Are people
shit.
Who think that vaping is, like, way better than smoking cigarettes? It's not that
much. You better smoke you a cigarette, bro.
Man, you gotta look at this nigga, man. Man, this nigga crazy, bro. Hold on, let me show you, bro.
I'll poke fun in the head, man.
Look, bro. You see what I'm saying? The split.
Yeah, he's getting his hair done.
Man, this man, I'm in Atlanta. Uh-huh. He trying to get me to come out there, but I don't know what the hell he got going on, man. He's acting like part scalp braids.
Yeah, he don't cut his shit out. Everybody don't cut his shit out.
I made the fuck out of that nigga, though, bro. Every time I just...
Nah, why not? It really not. I know that night, that shit hit your ass. You called me in the middle of the night, man.
Yeah.
He was in the car. I know that when it hit you, like, him just being gone, it got down hit you every now and then, like.
Right.
Man, what the hell? Bro, that man really gone, though.
Yeah. Damn. How do you feel like you're dealing with it, though? Now, where would you describe where you're at emotionally? Are you angry? Are you just sad? Do you feel like you're past in a lot of ways?
I was mad at first.
Yeah.
Then I was sad. Now I'm just goddamn. All right, now he watching. He with me. I know he with me, so I'm like, I'm good. I know but I just can't see him physically.
Right.
I'm
know
still he with mad me. At that nigga.
Nah, man. Nigga mad at this nigga that though. He know he mad at him.
Yeah,
like, hey, I can see his smirk on his face right now. I'm like, man.
When you say you're mad at him, do you feel like he should have been taking better care of himself?
Yeah, like, cause I get his fake word, like, God, you think you might dead? And he stayed to him, but you think you might dead, bro?
Right.
I said, nah, I just love you, twin. Just like goddamn, like, bro, you got goddamn, like, he used to drink more water than me. I used to be the one drinking a lot of sodas and all the shit. Like,
right.
I started seeing him drink water. Like, he ain't like drink water no more. Like, bro, really, like, lit. Like, all his whole morning to nighttime lit. But he can be getting lit off, but he really record song.
Right.
He record more than me. Like, he really record song. Like, he really work. He work his ass off now.
Right.
Like, he'll work his ass off. He'll do any show. He'll do, like, whatever he got to do, he'll go handle his business.
Right.
But he just like getting lit.
He kept you more on the grind?
Yeah, he the one that kept telling me, before he died, kept telling me I didn't get outside network. But I still won't. I'm like, man, I really don't like being him because I just didn't like, I don't like being around nigga, bro. Because right. These niggas really just be faking. I really don't like just being like around none but family because I just know how some rappers, these niggas just be fake. I ain't doing it.
And what was the official cause of death?
Like, I don't know. We don't still don't
oh,
know
still
to this day.
Still don't know. Okay.
Don't know.
Right.
To this day, still don't know.
That's him on the chain?
Yeah, hell yeah. Did he change?
How long? Oh, it was his. Okay, right. I knew I recognized it. Damn. All right. So you feel like, are you going to be wearing that forever or what's the mentality
on
it?
I'm getting it to his daughter. You want me to leave that? When she got get big enough, like what she can, she already got most of like his jewelry. Like she got his Lone Mexico chain like that she can fit.
Right.
I'm going to get her this, like, because it's going to be hers. Like, it's hers.
How old's his daughter?
Nature, 3.
Fuck, that's terrible, man.
Nah, he don't play about it. That one, I mean, one day I'm messing with his dad. They're probably early this year. He wasn't even one day. It was early this year. I'm messing with his dad. He in a dead drunk sleep, and we in Metro Boomin, but he got Nature. Like, he just got done recording. He in a sleep. He had the mic. Nah, he be fine. See, he had the mic sleep. But Nature, I'm ready to go home. And Nature got down ready to go. Nah, no, Nature then asleep. I'm the one that ready to go home. But Poe ain't trying to leave the studio. He in his mother. I tell that I tell goddamn Pee Wee, I say go crank the car, take Nature, put on the car. I go in, I said, but something wrong with Nature, but I don't know what the hell going on. But that man, but he in a deep sleep though. He in a dead ass in a deep sleep. But wait, right out of his sleep, drunk and all. Like he down, get up, grab that gun and everything. Well, what wrong with my baby? I said, I was just playing, bro, let go. He said, stop playing, got you tripping, bro. I ain't playing by Nature, bro. I'm letting you know now, I ain't playing by Nature, bro.
Wow.
That one that he ain't playing by his daughter. You wanna believe he with his daughter right now.
Damn.
He with her for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, but so do you feel like now it's like time for you to fucking really go crazy with the music and everything? Is that the plan right
video,
now?
I've been shooting video. I've been doing all type of. I'm just in the drop now. I've been shooting video. Okay. We've been working. We got all of them been working.
Right. Because I thought of it like soon after he passed, but then I finally was like, you know what? I feel like maybe it'd actually be down to talk about it. So I finally shot the DM.
Yeah, no, like, I had to wait. Like I really want to talk to nobody. Like,
right.
I wouldn't even know like. Like, I don't know, nigga, man. Why are you acting? Like, folks knew I just had to, like, be to myself. Like, man, I had to be myself. Like, bro, I can't. I got to process this shit first. Like, I got to really process this shit. I wasn't even talking to my own brothers. Like, my man, key other brothers. Like, I wasn't trying to talk. No, I ain't want nobody around me.
Right.
I wasn't going around my mama. Like, I just, because my mama knew it was fucking with me. Like, stuff she telling them, like, start asking him about it. Like, cause he was really there. Like, stuff she kept telling everybody, like, I start asking him about it. Cause I didn't want to talk about that shit.
And so it's extra fucked up because. Soon after he passes, with the YSL Rico comes down, right?
Right. No, that was before.
Oh, it was before.
They were really eating him up, like.
Oh wow.
By front, got them slime getting locked up, gun and everybody getting locked up.
Right.
Then got them our other brothers, Big and Matt Main, died. Then slime baby mom died. His exact word, keeps in that. And how like part a couple days before he got sick, he like, bro, I just feel so bad for slime, man. He just everything going like he just all he kept saying, bro, I just feel so bad. He didn't want to cry like, man, I just feel so bad for slime. Then they happened to use. Now slime over like man, I know just like, bro you just saying you feel bad, and it ain't happening to you like it just weighing more down on him like I just right. But and like slime a man though like, but he, like you just feel so bad like he done lost a lot of folk and he lagged a couple months,
yeah,
and still smiling through it all because nigga a man you feel me
and he was always like
growing out here and
he
shit,
was always larger than life to you guys and you never saw him take a L you know his whole career was just right. up right.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So how much have you been able to speak to him?
I don't talk to him a couple times, like, but he talked to me, like, talk to him every day.
Yeah, I talk to his ass every day.
Really? How's his spirits?
He good. His ass happy, bro. He
proud. He happy. Yeah, he good. He when like, you do man. Talk to him, you'll think he on the street, so you think you go pull up on him when you talk to him.
How you say happy through that? And we're talking about thug right now,
you can't break
right?
real guy, child. You can't break no, like, you can't break guy, child, but you can't, like, really, in my eyes, I don't really think, like, you don't, nobody have the authority to judge somebody. Like, you right. can't judge God. Nobody's sin, but God. God is the only one that can judge. Like, just because you got a suit and you folk put a certificate on and say you can judge, you really can't. No, everybody have, like, we all, this ain't even our earth.
Right.
But you think you can judge somebody and put them in jail, all that, like, you human just like me, bro. So how the hell you gonna judge somebody?
No, I mean, I feel you, but.
You don't did behind, like, ain't no telling what the hell you don't did. In your life, like.
But I mean, just being in that box and having them talk about 40 right. years and shit, I mean, like, that's gotta be hard.
You can't judge nobody, bro. You know you don't need shit in your life.
Though. Shit like that break the week.
Yeah, break the week. When you know you ain't weak, bro, you know you're really like a lion in the jungle, like, bro. That shit can't break you, bro, when you lying hearted, bro.
Well, I mean, apparently some of these eggs are already breaking. You heard about that?
Who?
I'm watching the same YouTube videos you are. Talking about people snitching, all this shit.
I don't even watch shit like that.
You don't watch that shit? You don't want to know about people that you used to be around who are snitching now?
Ain't nobody snitching. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I don't know nothing about none of that.
Really?
What's this tell on?
You got a YouTube video to make then, because they got all kinds of shit on these videos.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, and it ain't like people nobody ever heard of. It's like people who got interviews on the internet and shit.
You gotta be a nosy motherfucker just said, listen to these
people.
Now listen, I'm doing some real shit. You gotta be a nosy motherfucker just really sit and listen to some folk that ain't never been around these for a day in their life and come up with their own scenarios. Like, I don't know. Like, bruh, I don't know. I didn't know we be lit if fuck. That's all I know. Like, nigga be dead ass around some hoe.
Right.
Nigga pushing. Like, you think Buddy just made the album? I just know this shit. Nigga really pushing. Like, nigga around some hoe. Nigga be really knowing. Nigga be knowing what the, like, and like, folks just be wanna know what's going on. Like, inside, like, outside, just be wanna know what's going on. You can't really know. Like, you ain't around.
But you understand how the fans desperately wanna know, right?
They so desperate, they'll make their own scenarios and really believe this shit.
They do.
That's why I keep my mom out of that shit. Like, I said, Mom, stop watching that dumb ass shit. Come to me. You ain't seen what it. I said, Mom, that shit fake it here.
Nah, yeah, I think last night, bro, in the studio, one of the homies called me like, hey, bro, how you feel about goddamn bro them? I'm like, what the hell you talking about?
But bro them good.
Shit they saying. I'm like, bro, I don't even feed into shit like that, bro.
They want you to feed into shit like that.
I don't even got time to be on the internet even trying to look up.
I don't feed into, ain't nothing to feed into when this shit lit for life. What the hell you like? What the hell ain't nothing to feed into? You can't.
If I found out that he ate one of my granola bars, I would want to know. I'm pissed.
Hey, what?
That's nothing in comparison. You got perk? Pop perks it?
Come on, man.
I don't know, man. I mean, prayers up to the whole squad and everything.
Many folk, good.
Yeah.
God got him.
Okay. Well, that's
when
good.
God got you, you can't just that fall back. These folk can't judge nobody just because you got a soup and a name. Like, you can't judge nobody, bro. You give some number that you won't do. What the hell are you talking about? How you gonna get some number you ain't gonna do?
Right.
You gonna break that. Like, it's a real nigga that took their number and ain't cried shit until then.
But this,
you can't. Let's see if you getting on the opposite side. You getting the same right and these fuck you know what you gonna do? You gonna damn want
the
kids?
They give you the. They throw their number at you.
That they ain't gonna do.
Right.
Right.
Why they give you them big numbers?
They just see what you gonna like, man. Like, bro.
Do you see people who all of a sudden feel comfortable talking shit about various YSL members that would not have said these things, but all of a sudden they feel comfortable laughing at them and having certain opinions?
Man,
I've seen a little bit of it.
You got every right to laugh. You got every right to laugh, do whatever you want to do.
I don't even see niggas
laughing. And then nigga ain't stun y'all, bro. Nigga ain't.
I don't even see niggas laughing at them, bro.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
He's focused on a more friendly part of the internet.
So you want me to leave? I be focused on trying to drop the damn music. Go crazy for this shit. I'm trying to focus on getting this shit big.
Definitely.
I don't be saying this shit, bro, for real.
Right. Well,
and
that's
I'm
good.
I'm in this shit, but I don't see this shit.
Yeah, I don't be saying this shit, bro.
No, that's good.
Trying to block all of the way.
And hey, I mean, it's kind of weird to even say, but very thankful that that nobody present got caught up in this whole situation, right?
Right.
I'm sure that you guys never involved yourself in anything, and that they didn't either, because they're obviously completely innocent. But
I don't know, bro.
Right.
No.
Like, nigga, goddamn, we right here working. We trying to goddamn drop the air. I'm getting it's a lot of shit to get done, bro.
Right, definitely.
Ain't gonna be obstacles in the way, but you got to jump them on. Man, come on.
You rather see a monkey with a chain,
right?
Than to see a pee with anything.
Yeah, right. Man, they rather see a monkey with a chain with a pee than a pee with anything. You know what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
Damn.
You cool?
So you were mad at me a couple years ago.
Nah, yeah, you trim on that.
I don't even remember who posted it.
I don't speak on that. Nigga just get on there and get talking about. I ain't doing all that.
We can't air it out.
Nah, I ain't doing no bar shit like that.
Somebody on the social media team posted about you gaining some weight.
Yeah, for sure.
And you weren't feeling the post. You hit me up like, what the fuck? And I didn't really know what to say. How'd you feel when you saw that go up? Did it make you feel self conscious?
You fuck nigga, whoever took the screenshot, you a bitch. You already on some real fuck nigga shit. You get me in a certain angle, then think I'm just that. Bro, you know I ain't that damn bitch. I'm big, but I ain't that big. Like,
right. How much weight did you gain, you think?
I'm about 225.
You probably gained it. It looked like it might have been a nice little 100 at one point. You think you packed on 100?
I'm got down 205 now.
Well, you definitely weren't 105 before.
Not for sure.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't a full 100, but nope. Did you have to, like, at a certain point decide to start exercising and going out your way?
Yeah, I'm saying, man, I gotta get this shit off me, man.
Right.
They want buddy growing titty, man. What the hell going on, man? Man, I gotta get this shit off of me, man. I ain't, hey, man.
Right.
I'm trying to go shirt off. I can't even go. I had to go tattoo to cover some of this shit up. Like, what the heck? I had to go tattoo just to cover some of this shit up. Hey, man, no such ski.
Right.
Cause I want to be the same nigga. Why these niggas going no shirt? I'm trying to take them over out too.
Right.
I ain't trying to have them over flesh, man.
You don't want to be like Duke Deuce out there with no shirt on, just letting it rock.
Let Buddy do him. This slack got it, man. Hey, man, I'm trying to get down. Make sure this shit
but
be what it
there's
is.
There's certain rappers that are like 400 pounds, and they.
Yeah, this shit ain't. That, right.
Man, no, it ain't, I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying some rappers are like shirt off on stage, 400 pounds. They don't give a fuck. That's some real rapper shit.
Something they don't get them for they big.
Rappers are the only people that will be like 400 pounds and be on stage with a shirt off.
Right.
A normal 400 pound person is never going to do that.
I'm trying to get that shit up on me, man.
Right. Why, you feel like Glorilla won't fuck with you if you got the
man,
fat?
Yeah, man, but I'm pee whenever you do.
I ain't trying to get that shit off on everybody. Keep telling that, boy, you're getting big.
Nah. Yeah, you back then.
I think the No Jumper post motivated you to get in shape.
Nah, like.
Congrats to the staff. You did it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking a lot better now. Although I might have been misled by the original photo.
I'm telling you, they fucking got a sun screenshot. I mean, it how with power.
Nah, yeah,
I'm like, this is the shit, man. If I don't cop that money, like, but I don't cop that money shot.
Right.
I go, man. If I'm on my shit, heavy. Like,
you don't believe
who's
at the bowling alley tonight? Who's at the bowling alley?
Oh, you guys are always at the bowling alley.
Like, hey, man, this shit ain't.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this shit ain't that. You trim.
Right,
you trim.
That's a hard bar. Okay, but so what kind of stuff you start doing? You start eating salads instead of fucking pasta, or what you do?
I went water diet first.
Okay,
drinking hella water every day. I
went
water diet. Now I start little bag. I don't start fishing little food. Tell my I supposed to eat this skinless chicken, all the type of shit, boneless chicken, all the type of shit.
Right.
I got a little apple phone mom called Muscle Builder. Man, you know, I'm
that's the worst part is that it's like, oh, you like fried chicken? Sorry, if you want to lose weight, you got to eat baked chicken. You got to eat grilled chicken. Right. It's just like fried chicken. It just tastes worse.
Right.
But, you know, really, it's not that bad. Once you get into the groove,
right,
it's not as bad. Or like the pasta. Like, you need some fucking vegetables instead of pasta.
Real pasta. I eat vegetables, though. I
get in the mic
too.
A little bit more. Sorry.
I eat fruit too. I eat vegetables and I eat fruit.
Oh yeah, fruit's good.
Yeah, whoever they turn your ass to now, man. You go to Madhouse, you got goddamn. What the shit you made me drink, bro?
Oh, they got down there. Detox.
If I come to Madhouse, you trying, hey man, we need drink detox. I'm like, the hell, man, I'm skinny as a motherfucker. We don't need no goddamn.
You drunk something of that motherfucker though.
I drank it though for sure.
For sure.
It must be weird to be a person walking around not feeling like you should lose weight. Cause I felt like I need to lose weight like my whole life.
I felt like I didn't start eating like that, bro. I had to get no.
It actually is kind of crazy because you were small as fuck when I met you.
I'm drunk. That shit on me now. I'm on a drug. And then that shit on me. Now I just got to build that motherfucker, man.
But wait. Did you get off drugs and gain weight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because that makes sense. The drugs make
she
you not eat and everything
else. Stuck on you. Yeah. Now I'm trying to get them work this shit out.
Right.
Yeah, makes you sense. Got the cap ad workout app on
man,
that
I'm
phone.
Telling them motherfucker, trying to get that motherfucker. And don't get massages too. She come through. Man, bro,
massages are crucial. Yeah.
Show them one of your exercises you do, man. The shit when I called you, got your leg off.
What? Man, you got down. Man, you got straight. Man,
well, she had you twisted up in a weird position.
Man, I'm on the motherfucker. I'm doing side twist.
Right.
I'm going young back. Man. I go young back.
I don't do that no more, bro. You just
I'm
like,
on the motherfucker. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, some dips. Yeah. Dips are good. Yeah, you got to work on them triceps.
Yeah, shit, bang.
Yeah. Wow. That's the first time anyone ever did dips during an interview. That's why we don't have a desk anymore, so that we could do dips.
And you can't be,
I can't though, because my legs wouldn't be able to go through this.
Hungry and muffled man.
You mentioned Bad Baby. Like, I didn't know you guys were still friends, because you allegedly dated her a couple years ago, right?
Fuck, I did not date her.
You did not date her.
Stop doing that lame ass shit. That shit crazy.
It was in the media. Specifically No Jumper, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all start doing that media shit, bro.
So it's always just been friendship?
Yeah, you know, some friendship, like some little sus shit, but yeah.
Cracking a Cheez-It bag. Look at this guy. With a grill in, you can just chew the Cheez-Its, huh? I seen you. You've been flipping the grill in and out the whole time. You ever end up with some Cheez-It crumbs inside your grill?
Might even believe you. I only eat coochie, bro.
Oh, really?
Don't eat coochie.
Okay. So speaking of Bad Baby, you guys are still cool? What, like, what is the friendship like?
She gonna punch me right now. Hey, I got she can get me shit for my birthday. I'm putting shit on her. I'm like, real no. You gonna punch me?
Right.
Her and my best friend, they don't punch me right now. So don't hold come to my door with your goddamn gear. Y'all don't punch me, man.
Right. Damn.
Yeah, I'm on my app shit. Now, maybe get that baby powder. I'm telling some make shit up.
You ever cop the Bad Baby's OnlyFans?
I ain't got a copy. I was saying, man, go ahead and see what these folk paying all the damn money back, man.
You copped it just to check it out?
No, she showed me.
Oh, okay.
She ain't in that bus and damn bikini. These niggas horny. Whoever these niggas is, they horny.
Because it's just like bikini photos, right? They said she made $50 million in like a year.
Overly did. No cap in her game. I ain't gonna lie.
That's fucked up. That's $50 million off bikini pictures?
So I was at the movie. She ordered like cardio bracelet. These motherfuckers, she ordered three bracelets. These motherfuckers came out like $35,000. She put her car information in. Motherfucker went through. I'm gonna try to screenshot my eye, man. I'm trying to, I'm a young player trying to go Amir.
What the fuck? Damn. This is like, crazy. Is it kind of intimidating hanging out with somebody knowing they got that much money, though? Or is it just normal to you at this
bad
point?
Bad Baby, y'all wouldn't believe Bad Baby done been in the hood and land on me before. Like, folks, she done been through a lot. She done seen a lot.
Right.
Like, so, like, it ain't, she just like a little sister. Like, she just like a little cousin. Like, she just that love just to hang. Like, she just like, she cool as hell. She just get a fucking noise. She talk too much shit. I'll tell her to stop doing it, bro.
You give her advice about what guys she should be dealing with?
She don't listen no damn, but I ain't no reason giving her no advice. She don't listen to nobody.
Makes sense. Okay, what was going on? I saw Trippy dissed you at one point because you were hollering at Coi Leray.
Oh, man, that shit old here, bro.
Yeah, I know, but it's spicy. Let's talk about it. What's going on with Coi?
I fuck with Coi. I fuck Trippy, too.
Okay. So it didn't turn into anything?
Hell nah, man, shit bigger than it, bro.
Right.
That shit gonna be about now. Like, nigga been on some, that was some drug shit, bro. Like, nigga on some hot shit arguing. I don't even like arguing for, bro.
You think Trippy was on drugs?
I don't know what I'm saying. I was on like, nigga, like, I don't even like argue with nigga, bro. I don't even do that. Bro.
Okay.
I get tired. That shit get, that was some, like, nigga argue, but when nigga sit back and really talk like this shit about a girl.
Right.
Like that, cool as fuck. She ain't Coi, cool as hell. What the hell you doing out of
here? You hung out with her?
Huh?
You hung out with her?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't like, shit, but at the end of the day, nigga, got them key, put me down like, but at the same time, too, twin, you right, but at the same time, Trip out. Boy, too, you ain't supposed to do no shit like
that. Gang.
But I'm like, shit, bro, ain't even like,
been breaking
shit, like
up for
ain't
nothing
to do. Like, me and Coi really did something. Like, Coi don't put up on me phone, like, before, like, I ain't even like, knew who, like, who she was. She don't put up on me phone, like, her friend, and we don't goddamn did songs in like, studio in Atlanta. Right. Like,
okay, I'm gonna be real. They've been broken up, like, at least 3 years. He's had multiple serious girlfriends since then.
Nah, come on, come on. Nobody gonna have him.
What, the girl's supposed to be locked down to every other rapper for the rest of her life?
I am right now, and nobody should be locking on nothing. We too young to be locking
for shit.
Right.
You get about 30, then when you lock, when you get about 30, now it's time to lock now. You about that everybody should, that shit old with. You
gotta almost go 40.
You locked. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, we can't lock yourself down. Young head, that why I'm stay telling I can't lock.
Right.
You know? I ain't number 23. I can't lock my name, but these are years we go crazy.
Yeah. No, I would advise most young people, like, try to avoid being in a relationship.
How you gonna do it? You see what it do? It kill you.
So what's the age you think you should be in a relationship? Get serious.
I think you should try to date as much as possible in your teens and your 20s, and then, like, late 20s or, you know, early 30s. But obviously, like, I know how it works. If you meet somebody and you really like them, you're just going to end up in a fucking relationship with them realistically. But I think you, like, listen, you can't get married if you've only slept with, like, a couple girls. You need to have hung out with a lot of fucking girls, slept with a lot of girls, just to know yourself, to know what you're into, you know?
You're going to find your love, bro. You're going to hit you one day. You're going to find your ass. I'm telling you what's going on.
Right. Find your love.
You just got to make it there. Because right. You see these folks keep doing all that time. Ball each other up, do all that shit, man. Hey, man. Y'all trying to force their love shit, bro. That shit ain't that.
Right.
That shit just happened. You gonna know. I feel like I like hood hoe because they gonna really be with you, but.
So, do you love every hood hoe you talk to?
Yes.
I fuck with them like they cool to fuck and hang around. I hang with a hood hoe.
Right. But a girl that
I love a hood hoe. Like, I tell her I love because, like, They cool that they gonna really can tell your ass really about yourself. You need a hoe that gonna tell you about yourself. You don't need a hoe that goddamn. Cause most hoes just really that about money. Anyway, so you don't know if it really can't really just have no real conversation with hoes nowadays. Like, cause you don't know if they really about money.
You
they really
feel
listen
like,
to you or they just.
You
really
feel like when you meet a girl money. That she's mostly concerned about your money and what you can do for her. Damn.
So I don't have a hoe. I don't seen a hoe. Nigga, goddamn. I'm with Gunner. Nigga, hit condo. Nigga, I mean, it was on. Goddamn, day before Valentine. We finna go shopping or some shit. He got a big ass closet. I'm in that mother with him. He was telling about that little vibe he had, goddamn. That whole time about shit, the football player trying to take me to an island shit for Valentine's Day. But I really wanna be with you. What you gonna do for me?
Oh my god.
Gunner said, man, go with the football player.
Yeah, right.
This shit ain't
get
real.
The fuck out.
Go with the football player. On my mama, everybody say, man, go with the football player. You tripping. Go get your trip. Like it ain't about me got down doing like nigga do all it, but this shit ain't real. Like I ain't been doing Valentine's Day, it ain't real, bro. It's not real, bro. Like the love ain't real. So what the fuck like hoes really just act like they boot up on Valentine's just for gifts, bro.
Wow.
The day after that, he put on the whole nother nigga face, man.
Oh god.
The whole told this man. I see the message. I'm right there. He just man twin in the closet. Like he tell me like, but look at that hoe, man. I'm looking at shit. And he got the shit. The hoe said, shit. I forgot what it was either a basketball player or a football player. Said, man, they whoop whoop trying to take me to an island, got down back for Valentine. Give me what you, I really want to be with you. What you going to do for me?
It's like an auction.
He said, man, go with the book. He said, go with the football player.
It's
bro.
An auction. They're going for the highest bidder. They're trying to figure out who's going to pay them the most for the time. It's like being an artist, really. Like, are you going to get booked for this festival or this festival? Whoever's paying the most, that's what you're doing that weekend,
that,
right?
Send that to me. I'm going to send that go get a job. I'm going to pull ass up right until I got them with the application.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to get some money. Like,
I'm so scared of being single.
I'd be really like, I really just want to send a room with every rapper, bro, and just get on the mic like, y'all nigga burnt out. Y'all nigga had doing for all these hoes. Y'all nigga, y'all the reason about these hoes think this shit put be in it. Y'all didn't need to stop that, bro. Okay, at the end of the day, but they ain't, y'all out here working for this shit. These hoes ain't working for shit. And these, man, bro, I ain't doing for no that. They ain't worth doing for, bro.
Like, so you blame all the rappers and the ballers for buying shit for the girls for no reason and making
key.
The standard too high?
Now it's on key. I sent a room with a big ass mic and tell all they burnt out and right. They got them. Y'all spending y'all hard earned money on these. Y'all could be doing it for like this. Shouldn't go to your family,
right?
This should get saved up for your children. Like these folks be rich. I think not on no race shit. But I think most of like these Jewish for like these folks children be rich. They children be rich. These folks said they ain't doing for these hoes, man.
No,
cause everybody in their family getting some money. They wives and everything like. But this shit gotta be by birth. You can't just be spoiling these hoes. These hoes can't do.
Nah,
these
gotta
be. These hoes get you a flight.
But some.
So you ask how do, but you be rich as soon as soon you ask how. Hey, you just trying to test like, hey, do this. But what the hell you ask me that? But you ask me for shit all day.
But right. Some of these rappers, that's like an actual like hobby to them. It's like that they enjoy cool. Getting a girl in an apartment, getting a nice played. Shit, you know?
No, that shit cool.
They enjoy to get played. They might as well get chained up to a bed and all that shit.
No, but that's some real baller shit. Is you, if you could be supporting different women
shit,
all over the country, that's what Shaq be doing.
Putting shit up for your children, bro.
I heard that's what Shaq does.
Shaq doing that, bro.
Well, he might not now, but I heard that he would like have girls living in apartments all over the country for him to fuck with when he's in town to ball. He got his girl right there.
I don't say like a girl don't deserve it, man. Girls over deserve it, but you gotta do that shit. Like you gotta be really fucking with a nigga, bro. Like you gotta really show your true loyalty, bro. Like before a nigga really body hunt down all that shit, like. 500, like that shit costs, so right. That shit be fake. That shit gonna got no nigga really be heartbroken. That's why they take that shit back. Cause nigga be heartbroken, like now this shit. I'm tell you what going
and whenever
on.
Whenever y'all find the app, the women that just loyal,
right?
Tell them to slide my way.
That's what I'm saying.
I need to invest in the app. If you loyal, don't lie on them, okay? We really do the best, man. But you gotta be real loyal.
I don't think there's any loyal women out here, though.
I don't know if there's any loyal rappers out here.
It is.
You it guys included? Or?
It is, it is. Got, it you won't believe nigga get put in position have to do that because ain't no real hoe. Lawyer hoe, bro.
Right.
Nigga gonna get put in position to do that because, get what? Ain't shit lawyer.
Right. No, I feel you. All right, so what's the name of the game right now? Like, what do the people got to look out for? What do you guys both got coming?
Oh, I'm dropping goddamn September, man.
Okay.
What the hell I'm calling it? I forgot what I'm calling it, bro. But I'm dropping September, though.
I'm going to call that bit no jumper, man.
No jumper?
I'll get behind it.
I'm going to drop the goddamn singles and shit. Then I'm going to drop Key Talk Touring album. Then I'm going to go goddamn Me and Key album. Then me and bro, we really been working on shit, man. Man, bro have some shit.
That shit we did last night was crazy too.
Yeah, yeah, like we have some shit, so we got done. We've gone crazy on these niggas.
You have like mad unreleased Keyed records like that you've done together.
We got some more, but we got hard drives.
But
for this
what's
shit.
Gonna happen to like his? Like, is he gonna have like an official posthumous record, like the way that a lot of big artists have had over the last few years?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. But we got some more music. This shit gonna come out.
Right. Damn. Crazy. All right. I appreciate you sharing your story and your incredible personality with me.
You know, anytime, you know, you my brother, for sure.
I appreciate you, dog.
You know, we gonna, I tell you, I'm trying to test your phone. You know how I test your phone, like, bro, you lame here for that, bro.
What? Oh, the
so, I'm saying, I want to test your phone. You doing some lame with my name, and you think I want to test your phone? You know how I test your phone, right?
You just about the fat picture?
No, I'm just saying, but Pierre, you know how I test you, like, bro. Damn, that shit lame here, bro.
Right. No, I remember you.
I'm gonna test your ass. I ain't talking.
Did we take it down? I can't remember.
I don't know about it. Got it, bro.
Right.
Got it. I don't hold a ton. I'm going to let y'all niggas know.
I still maintain that we may have done you a favor. I think it was a wake-up call.
Nah. I didn't let you niggas know.
Take it down?
Yeah, nah, he lame-ass. This man lame, bro. He be doing that lame-ass shit, and he play too much. He like you, twin, but you know when to chill. He don't know when to chill, twin.
That's the news. That's the news, man. Like,
I'm about to, man.
I mean, it was newsworthy. We were all talking about it. Like, damn, what happened? Up. He got some titties now. Nah, but you look good now. No offense.
Yeah, man.
Flexing on him. Glorilla, tap in.
Hey, Louis, you gotta knock y'all back. Knock y'all about a dub, Mo.
My dub, Mo.
Go
tight on a nigga ass. Smack these nigga here. Order this shit up, man.
Of course.
Yeah.
Gotta go get your hair.
Nah, yeah. I got now. One or two times to go serve, like, white no other man. I said, I ain't going to serve.
You go that gay ass shit.
So I'm going natural. Push up.
Oh, no
the
BBL.
Yes, 10 push up real quick, Joy.
Yeah,
I don't know if we'll get the right angle. Yeah, all right. I appreciate y'all for real. Much love. Check. We'll link them down below in the description. Check both these guys out on streaming services, YouTube, TikTok. Wait, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, be slime, man.
NoJumper.com. Let's go.